like, it sounded the same, but like it was called friendship bread. And I was like, is that different than when sourdough became, you know,
well, they just called it starter was how they ever called it. It
right. Starter. It's a starter. And but these people would, y'all, they would bring us little bags of little little snot looking stuff. Yeah.
And a printout
and a card, a printed out directions, like 15 pages long, like a CVS receipt trying to tell you all this stuff you got to do with it. Oh gosh, I forgot about that.
And then you divide it at the end, you know,
and then you're right.
And then you've got more and you're yeah. going to keep, it just kept growing.
And you're supposed to give it away to your friends. And it's like a freaking chain letters you get. If you break the chain, you get cursed or something.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
About the surprise later, or what was the surprise?
Well, I can tell you right now. It's going to be one of my top three.
Okay, well, we can save it for your top three. That's fine. I just wanted to know if I got to know, so I wouldn't be in suspense.
You do. You get to know. Okay. So, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 153.
There you go. You got it. You did it.
153. It's been a long day, y'all. Long day. All right. So what you got for us, Hall?
Well, I mean, I just get caught up. Avery's in town. She came in town last this Friday, and leaves tomorrow, heads back to chat. But today we spent the day at the zoo. So I have been a hot, sweaty mess. That's hence why I'm already...
I'm go to the zoo.
It was so good. I mean, it just... It was super, super hot, but there was hardly anybody there, you know, because it was a Monday in the middle of, you know, we went about 10. We went, tried to go kind of early to beat some of the heat. And I mean, we saw the elephants drinking water. We saw, what else did we see? You know, every time you go, you see something different. We saw some really cute birds that I wanted to steal that we were like, we want some of those. We saw two snakes eating some mice. We saw these monkeys go running all around through the monkey thing. And we saw the cute baby orangutan being adorable. You know what? There's nothing cuter than a baby orangutan.
I know.
They are so... And it walks around... And it just looks like a little Muppet puppet. Like, you're like, how is that even real?
Yeah.
His name is Forrest.
Oh.
And the thing about the orangutans, hang on, I got to adjust my speaker. I feel like I'm really loud. Okay, say something so I can hear.
Ram-a-lim-a ding dong.
Okay, there we go. anyway, the thing about orangutans is they're just really funny. They love to use, like, sheets and blankets and stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so yes. Yeah. We were looking at in the orangutan thing, and we could see the big old big daddy. And he's so big. You're just like,
yeah.
How? And his face is huge. And we're like, anyway, he's just very cool. And then there's three other. Anyway, so we just see him, and I didn't see any other ones. And we kind of look down, and I see this white thing moving like straight down the cage, like we're kind of high down the enclosure, you know. And I'm like, oh, and it looked like a little ghost, and it was the wee baby orangutan under his little blanket. And he was messing around with it and trying to get out, and then he gets out. Then he goes and plays and with his granny and his mama and his auntie, and was just adorable. He just looks completely fake.
Oh,
I know, I kind of want a baby orangutan.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So he was super cute.
I do need to come.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun stuff to see, and it was hot and all that kind of stuff. But the polar bears were swimming.
I love seeing that. I love seeing the otters at the St. Louis Zoo.
I do too. Now there's no otters outright. They've changed the otter
display. Don't like that.
I know. I'm sorry. They used to have them in a really neat spot, just down the middle.
And they would just float, and they were holding hands, and they were so cute.
They were so cute. And then they moved them years and years ago to the children's zoo, where you could go and see them playing in there. But now the children's zoo area is all under, where they're redoing that whole area. So right now we are otterless.
Well, that's terrible.
I'm sorry. I agree. I agree. That's but terrible. I'm sorry about that. So we did that today, and the heat just sucked it out of me. So we got back about pretty close to 3:30, and I just laid down and listened to a book on, I know they're not books on tape. What do we call them? Audio book. Yeah. Gosh. I listened to a book on tape. And just laid down in the chair for a while, trying to just cool off. But yeah, so that was fun. And then when she got in town on Friday, we went that afternoon, and she and I went to the Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, how nice.
The final Downton Abbey, for those of you that follow along. It has just come out. It's called The Final Chapter. And it was very good. I mean, we just really did. We were. I tell you what, though, we got in that theater, a big theater, big reclining seats. It was really, really nice. But we were by far, Avery was by far the youngest person in there. And I was the second. I was the second. She's like, I think you got the second place, Mom.
Yeah, you know, my life with, I don't have anybody that will go see that movie with me. So,
well, notice I waited until Avery came in town. See, I didn't know she was going to be coming in, you know, in town till, I don't know, a few weeks before or whatever. And I was like, am I going to have to drive to Chattanooga to go see this movie with Avery? Because I'm not, my boys, I'm not going, yeah, that's not happening. And they would even be like, I'd go. I'm like, no, I'm not going with you.
No.
Why would I do that?
No. Big negatory right there.
I don't want to put up with all your stupid questions. I don't want you making fun of me. Thatcher's always like, who's dead? Did Matthew die? What's going on? I'm like, shut up. I don't want to talk to you.
Shut up, Chip.
So that was delightful. And then really the only other big news of the weekend is they, a really big, just a blessing with Avery being here too. Tim and Thatch and Avery really tackled our front terrace on our house needs to be redone. It's gotten all caved in, and it just was looking a mess. So they ripped the top off of that and are re-leveling it and rebuilt part of the wall that needed, and they're fixing up my front terrace of my house.
That's so sweet.
I know it is, because we had to remove. It's just so nice to have an extra set of hands. Because you're removing all these brick pavers. So, I mean, that would have taken Tim and me two weekends at least to just do that.
So. It is nice. Yeah, that is, by the way, guys, when your kids leave and go to college or move, that is one thing that's a shocker. Ooh. Is you lose your help. You lose your manual labor.
Right. All of a sudden you're like, what?
No. Yeah.
What is this? What's happening? And that's why our yard looks like trash right now. So anyway.
Terrible, terrible.
So how was your weekend? What did you get up to?
I had all of my boys home this weekend.
Oh.
And Ashlyn came up for Saturday night. So one of Caleb's, well, two, they were both good friends of his, got married this weekend.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, they actually, they kind of talked in high school, but their first date was prom. Aww. And then, yeah, and then they've dated all through. Both of them went to Mississippi State, and Bailey was Caleb's roommate, and he and Aiden is the girl, and just very close to our family. And so they've dated all through college and got married this past weekend. So,
oh my goodness.
And I just want you to know that the party started when Ron and Joni Shank hit the dance floor.
Oh,
I am just saying. Nobody was out there dancing. Nobody was doing anything. They had the band. They had the DJ. They had all that. And I just looked at Ron. I said, let's go. He said, you ready to go home? I said, no, we're going to the dance floor. We're going to show these youngins. And we did. When we started dancing, the whole place lit up. And I looked at my boys later. I said, you realize that your parents started that.
Why was nobody, none of the young people were out there dancing?
Oh, they're all too backwards and shy. And,
oh, you know, my.
They just need somebody to get out there and be an idiot.
They do. And to then they know it's okay. I can't look nearly as dumb as those two, so I can get out there.
Yeah. Caleb started doing some peacock dance. I don't know. He looked, you know.
Oh, no. The peacock.
The peacock. Yeah, yeah.
I need to see the peacock.
Yes, that's... you need to see the peacock dance. Your life will never be the same.
I cannot wait. Oh, my gosh. That is so fun. Don't you love weddings of your kids, friends, and all that age group? It's really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. So, you know, and it was just their friends that have grown up in my house. And, you know, the older people leave, you know, pretty, they go in, they eat, they leave. And so, you know, then so we got the party started.
Did you shut it down? Did you stay till the bitter end?
We pretty much shut it down. They started tearing down tables and chairs. And I said, maybe we need to go.
Maybe it's time to head home.
Maybe.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
It was fun. It was a good weekend. Mm-hmm. I just walked up in John Garrett's room, which is where my podcast stuff is. And the bed is unmade and the drawers are open and the, you know, clothes laying out. And so,
That is one of the things. Why do they leave drawers open? I do not see.
You don't want to make the bed. Okay. I can see
that too.
But just shut a drawer.
Hudson is my drawer open guy. Really, the other two, not so bad, but still, like, that's the thing with some, they just leave the drawers open.
Open.
And you're
shut,
like,
the drawer. They'll do it with my kitchen cabinets. They'll leave them open.
Oh my gosh, that would drive me.
I have pitched enough that they're better about that.
That would drive me nuts. Yeah, because I get in there and, but I mean, I understand a pile of clothes on the floor, the bed, you know, but I'm like, man, shut a dang drawer. So, well, that's exciting to have them all home, though. That's very fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good.
Good weekend.
Good. Good, good, good. You and Ron, that's all you old folks did. How are your bodies the next day? How much Advil did we take?
I didn't take any medication, but man, I'm feeling it in my legs. And you know the song where it goes, low, low, low. I couldn't go.
How low can you? You couldn't go very low.
How low, low can you go? That's, you know, my age. But no, there's a song, it's low, low, low. And I could not go as low.
No.
I used to.
No, if I went low, I'd just go all the way down probably.
Yeah,
it's not
the
going down as much as it's the getting back up.
Getting up. So it's kind of like doing, you know, so that song is kind of like doing squats.
Okay.
And so my legs the next day, I was like, golly, I feel like I've been doing squats. And I went, oh, I have been doing squats.
I went low, low, low.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. All of a sudden you're like, man, I haven't used these muscles in a minute.
Yeah. So the place, if anyone is interested in buying it, the little venue, it's out in Olive Hill, which is between Savannah and Waynesboro, just in beautiful country.
That is pretty.
Out there. And I can't remember the name of the venue, but there's like, I've forgotten, 1,200 acres. And they built, I believe, if I'm getting this right, they built all these buildings like they're from Mississippi and their daughter was getting married and she wanted to get married out there. So they built all these venue buildings like in 150 days or something.
Oh my.
And it was gorgeous. I mean, I had a bridge going across the creek and the little sanctuary kind of place was across the creek. And then the main venue where all the food and stuff and patio was just up, you know, across the bridge again. And
oh, wow.
But it's for sale. So I believe, Holly, if you have $12 million laying around, it can all be yours.
All right. I get the checkbook. Let me get my checkbook out right now.
I figure that there are a lot of people that might want to, you know, buy this land. But
It sounds great. It is a beautiful area. That section is really pretty. So, okay. Well, I mean, you know, get some friends together and, you know, have a little venue, do a little something. Joni could cater. It'd be great. She's like, I don't want to cook for all these people. Oh, so how's school last week? Everything good at school? Nothing new to report?
Good. We are cooking. We've cooked all the desserts for the church last week. Mm. And this week we start the Wednesday night meals. So they are fixing to get it hot and heavy in there. When we get back from fall break, it is going to hit them. I may not even be able to speak on the podcast. I don't know. We are catering a farm-to-table event.
Ooh.
We get back on Monday. We'll jump right into cooking. The farm-to-table event is that night for about 125 people. Goodness. And then Wednesday night, we cook for the Wednesday night meal, which is about 100 people. And then we'll have to start cooking on Thursday because Friday morning, we are catering a college and career breakfast.
Oh, my word.
We have the weekend, and then that Monday, we'll have to start cooking because Tuesday, we have the chorus fundraiser, and we're doing the desserts for that. And then Wednesday, we have the night meal.
Yep. Okay. All right.
We're going to deep clean, and then that Friday, we're crashing.
Yes.
So
okay. It's a movie
it's
day.
It's going to be a very busy day.
I was going to say that Friday is going to be a movie. Watch Ratatouille.
It may not even be a movie. It may not even be a movie day. Maybe we're coming in and turning out the lights and laying down.
Yeah.
It's just it. Everybody find a place on the floor.
That's good. Get your mats out.
Get your mats. It's going to be kindergarten all over again. Get your kinder mat.
At that age, they're not against it. I think they'd be like, yes, ma'am.
100%. No, yeah. Yeah.
Remember in kindergarten, certain kids would like scooch on their mat because you know you're supposed to stay and they would stay on your mat, but they'd like scooch their mat all across the floor. I didn't do that. I was introverted and quiet. So I was like, get away from me. Keep your mat where it is. Oh my gosh. That sounds crazy town.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy. And not so anyway.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
So we're jumping right in. We've gotten through all the safety and sanitation, and now it is Cook-O-Rama.
Now they just start doing it. You learn by doing, right? Once you know those good basics, you just jump right in. That is awesome. Man, we had a good football weekend.
Well, I did not get to watch football because of wedding stuff.
Yes, you had to dress up.
Some of the Tennessee-Georgia game and had to leave, but you know, the wedding was at 5:30 and about half an hour away.
Southern people, like what do they not know the rules?
Yeah. They had the game on at the reception, but we there in time to see a little bit of the ending, but just in time to see Tennessee just lose it.
That was the only really game that was the heartbreak. That's the only one that didn't go the way I wanted it to go. I felt so bad for Tennessee just because it was home and it was so amazing. And they've had this long standing streak that they can't break.
Can't break it. Yeah.
Beating Georgia. They just can't break it. And they were so close. That was a heartbreaker. They lost, in case you didn't see it. It was like 41-44. I wrote it down. 44-41.
Overtime. They lost or they missed the field goal at the end.
Yeah. Oh, that poor little guy. That poor little fella. Yeah.
Well, they got a penalty and they got scooted back.
You could tell he wasn't ready. And that was a lot of pressure.
It was. That was too much pressure. And then they lost it in overtime. So,
I know that was a heartbreaker. But it was, you know, it was still a good game. I didn't watch Mississippi State just because I tuned in, and I record them. But I tuned in, and when I saw it, they just blew out that little Alcorn State. They didn't. It was like something to nothing. It was like 53-0, or what was it? It was some crazy score. So it wasn't a good game. I mean, I'm really happy Mississippi State won, but it wasn't a great game. Missouri won handily, which was good. A&M, the big one, A&M beat Notre Dame. And it was like, 41-40.
Yeah.
In South Bend at Notre Dame. So that was a big game for them.
SEC.
I know. Touchdown Jesus didn't help y'all out over there, did he? So that was a huge deal. And then let's see, LSU beat Florida, which I'd rather root for LSU. I prefer. And then the other big one that I wanted to watch, which was a huge situation, Vandy beat South Carolina.
I know. Listen.
30-7.
Yep.
In South Carolina.
Yeah.
That rooster, that old Gamecock wasn't a crowing.
He got his neck wrong.
He's got he done got his neck wrong.
Now, the Clemson game, Clemson, Georgia Tech. I did see that one. I did see some of that. And Georgia Tech ended up pulling that one out in the end.
Clemson is struggling.
They are. Yeah.
They are not looking great. So we'll see. But I mean, once again, we talked about, little Vandy last year and the proof is in the pudding. On the road, 31-7 against South Carolina.
I'd love to see. I'm not going to like it if they ever had to play Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to see those, traditionally. I mean, Vander, come on. They've not won a football game in a long time. And then all of a sudden they're coming in strong. I'd love to see that.
I do too. But they're like a classic underdog and they've just got some really great fun. Their coach seems like a really quality dude. I don't know. I like the vibe of the program he's putting together there. I think that's seems pretty good. So, and can we also talk about Jeff Levy's son who needs to be on more TV? Have you seen that little hillbilly boy?
Oh, yes.
He's just the most precious little peanut.
He is.
He looks like a trucker that some kind of Mississippi, Tennessee trucker that someone put in the dryer and just shrunk down. Made him tiny.
Too much hot water on him.
Yeah. Put too much hot water and they put him in the dryer on high heat. And that's what they got. He is hysterical. He's funny. I've only seen him a few times, but I'm like, look at that. So are you checking behind you?
I heard a big cry and I thought, what did Ron do? It was the dog.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he just sat down really hard.
Okay. But sometimes it sounds loud. We sit down hard. It was a good, I watched a few, we had stuff going on too a little bit, but the games that I caught were just really fun, really good, really good games, really good week of football. So that was exciting. I did that when I came inside to have a break from working on the terrace and I accidentally laid down on the couch and watched football and then fell asleep.
Accidentally did that. Yeah.
Of course, it's 150 degrees here again this weekend and they're all outside.
Yeah, we enjoyed our fake fall.
We did.
We enjoyed, but hey, technically it is still summer. I mean, we are in summer. Fall does not come until September 22nd. Yeah. So
you are 100% correct, but it was just my family wasn't real, that this is the weekend they were going to be doing manual labor outside, but this is when they're here. This is when we got them.
That's right.
So you just do what you're going to do.
That's right.
So that was good. Anything else that you wanted to bring up today? Anything else that you needed that is a priority discussion?
I don't have a priority discussion.
I like your necklace. That's really cute. Is that pearly?
Oh, that's what we're going to talk about here. We can jump right into that.
Y'all, I've been eyeing this necklace.
Wow, look at this. I don't know if you can see this too. See those?
Oh, there's some earrings, y'all.
So,
y'all, these look, you just tell us about them, but they look stunning.
They are stunning. There is a lady here who it is called Duck River Pearl Company. And she was actually started, she lived in Columbia, Tennessee for years, which is where Duck River was.
Mm.
But she has been doing, she was a chiropractor, and she has been now doing designing like pearl necklaces and stuff.
Ooh.
So she has the saltwater pearls and she does have some river pearls,
mm-hmm.
Tahitian pearls that my husband took and let me try them. She's got in her house, she has a whole little boutique set up. You would love it.
You guys, these pearls, are they gray or black?
They're a grayish blue. Yeah.
They're really pretty and they're the perfect length on you and the perfect size. They're all the same beautiful. You guys, these are good. These are good.
Yeah, and they are really nice. Anyway, so you can go in and look at jewelry and try stuff on. And anyway, this was actually the last one that I picked up and I put it on and I just went, she brought it to me. She said, just try these on. And I put them on. I went, and that was the word I used. I went, that is stunning.
Yeah.
It was stunning. Yep. Anyway, I've got the earrings to match and there is a bracelet that hopefully I'll get for Christmas.
Ooh, so, nice. Yeah. We like testosterone, Ron. And we like Ron on the testosterone.
Yes, we are liking testosterone, Ron.
Testosterone, Ron. Testosterone, Ron.
Testosterone, Ron. Yeah. Yeah, he's gotten very generous suddenly. So
we like this.
But yeah, she's got a little website and stuff. And she, but what I loved for you, I mean, what I was like, oh my gosh, this is Holly. I mean, they were long. They were on leather, actually. And she had all these pearls on, you know, on leather and they were long. And I mean, there was just one I picked up. I went, this is so Holly.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. I'll have to look at her. I'm sure you're going to, as you said, this was on your top three. So I know you'll link it.
She will design things for you. So she was showing me one that she just designed and it was a chandelier, you know, pearls with and had diamonds coming down from it. She said, I'm having a hard time letting this go. I said, yeah, I would be too. Yeah. That's gorgeous.
It was
gorgeous.
That is fun. Well, it's beautiful. I was sitting here looking at it and I'm like, I know your jewelry and I know that's not something that I recognize. And it's
when
really
the sun hits it. I mean, it just, Ron took a picture outside when we walked out of her house. She was like, oh my gosh. She said, look at those, Ron. And he was like, okay, wait, let me take a picture. It's just, they are stunning is the only word that I, and what I said, he was like, you know, we're talking about, he was like, where are you going to wear these? I said, 100% I'm wearing this to the Amy Grant concert.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
There are some long ones, though, too, that would be pretty for the Amy Grant concert.
Well, maybe, I mean you got to do what you got to do. But, no, you can get a little dress to go with that situation. Yeah. By the way, yeah, we're going to Amy Grant, you guys. Amy Grant.
You're going.
What's his name?
Vince Gill. Amy Grant and Vince Gill, their Christmas concert at the Ryman.
We're a little excited.
You're very excited.
Yeah. We are. Because we're ready. We'll be so ready for Christmas. It'll be so fun. And we'll just be all up in it and obnoxiously Christmassy and happy. It'll be great.
Yes. So that is going to be one of my top three is the Duck River Pearl Company.
Okay, that's that. Rightfully so, because it is a stunning necklace for sure. I can't wait to see the colors in person because, you know, it doesn't translate. But I could tell it was like a gray, you know, I couldn't tell if they were black or gray or kind of blue. I couldn't tell. But, yeah, that's good. Ron, you done good.
You did good.
Excellent. Well, the other thing that I was, this is sort of a, just something I've noticed around here, and I don't know if this is happening like in Savannah or around where you have noticed and have going, but, and it's not everywhere, but I think it's going to spread and it makes me not happy. But so have you businesses, like just regular, like stores, businesses and other, like it started at our car. I think the first place we had it was at our car repair. I'm pretty sure it was at our little, car shop that we go to, which is a little more understandable, but still, but even at other stores, they are passing on the 3% or the fee for the credit cards.
Oh, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah. Oh, has it really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never run into that really. It used to be, you know, back in the day, like remember when you would get gas and if you paid cash, there was a cash discount?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what, like, anyway, it's very off-putting. And I don't know what to think about it because I find it very off-putting because it's like, I think that was me.
That was you this time.
Just it doesn't come through on the sound on my computer though. I don't think. Eek. Anyway, I don't know. It's just like that's the cost of doing business. Like that's, you know, like
if they raised it, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what to think about either. I just find it very like, oh, and then it's interesting because, and maybe this will be for the good a little bit, but like, you know, in all this push to go to a more cashless society.
Back the cash.
Yeah. I'm like, well, now it's like promoting really cash. So there's a real, especially when you're doing like a automotive shop where you're talking, you know, that 3% or whatever is a sizable amount. You know, it's definitely worth it to us to write a check or to, you know, use cash. But I just thought that was so interesting. And I just thought how, you know, I know things have cost more, but I mean, we're all kind of in the same boat. And I'm just, I guess just businesses are really, and the smaller businesses, I understand that a little more, you know, like the little tiny shop or the little boutique maybe. But again, phrase it differently and give your customers a cash discount. Like, get smart, put it in your pricing, like, figure it out. Mm-hmm. I know it's still 3% or whatever price, but figure it out where it works for you and then give them a cash discount and, you know, benefit the customer instead of being like, oh, you're using a credit card, which everybody uses on the whole entire planet, and we're going to charge you an extra 3%. Because that's what I'm, it's like they charge us that. I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, well, I mean, they would have to pay it if you used your credit card.
Right, they have to pay.
They're going to take that out. So they, to keep their profit, they just charge it back to the customer.
I know. I don't know how I feel about it. I just think why, I guess if you said it's been going on a while.
Yeah, they keep going up on them.
You know, I know.
I know.
That's why I'm conflicted because... And that's like the guy at the shop was telling Tim when he told him about it, because he gave him a warning. He's like, hey, just a heads up. We're getting something done on some car, I guess. And he was like, hey, just a heads up. You know, this is our new thing. So bring cash, you know, if you can do cash, whatever. And that's what he's saying. He was just like, we can't, like, we've lost, what did he say? I think Tim said, it was like $100,000. We've paid like $100,000, you know, or whatever in fees. And right. I get that, but again, I just keep going back to, but that's just the cost of doing business. Like, but I think the costs are not even right now. I think things have gone up unevenly and quickly. And I can see that, you know, being an issue, but I don't know. So bring your cash. I guess we got to have to cash in the mattress again.
Yep.
That's not where I'm keeping mine. So if you're hearing this, don't break in and start looking at my mattresses.
You can start looking in our bed.
It's not there. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's all I got on that. What's coming up this week? Is anything coming up this week for you? I think we're pretty quiet. You know what? I felt like there was something. What?
There is something. Your husband's birthday.
And somebody.
That's why I got pearls. I got pearls for my birthday and earrings.
Joni, I didn't even cut. My brain is not working.
But do you have your husband's birthday?
I did know. I remembered it.
It's like there's something. What is that?
There's nothing going on this week, you guys. No, I remembered, but we kind of are doing it this weekend kind of because the kids are home. So we're kind of. You know, I kind of feel like it's already happening. But yes, you guys, this week, as you listen to this, it'll already have happened. Our very own Cornbread will have had yet another glorious day of celebrating her birth. Yes. And then my husband's birthday is the next day. So every year he texts or usually texts or calls her on her birthday and ha 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 is that she's a year older than him for that one day. That's what. And, I assume you'll be drinking out of your special mug. You want to tell people about your special mug?
I'm John Fonda Boogie, my dear, dear, dear friend Boogie. Years ago, I don't know why I wrote down my birthday, and I just wrote SEPT, S-E-P-T, .16. Mm-hmm. He thought it said septic. And so he calls me every year and tells me, happy septic day. So anyway, happy septic day. So last year, I got a gift in the mail.
In fact, I was there when you opened it, and it was so fantastic.
And I was so touched.
She was, y'all.
Would send me a gift. He's not the gift giver. You know, I'm the gift giver.
Right.
He's the gift taker.
He's the gift demander. He's the cookie
gift demander. That's it. Yeah, he is the gift demander. That's exactly right. By that, I mean, I would send him cookies all the time. And then I got this package again one day from Boogie. This is not the birthday. I'll go back to that. I get this box from a package from Boogie. I'm all excited. What's he sent me? I open it up. There are all my empty cookie containers with a sticky note that says, "You know what to do."
You guys, it really happened. He sent her back her cookie Tupperware, her containers with a note saying,
"You know what to do." Been cheaper for him to go to Amazon and send me some new cookie containers.
Yeah. No, it was better.
You know what to do. So anyway, so I get this birthday package from Boogie and I open it and I'm very excited because this is a rare moment here. And I open it up and it's a coffee cup in the form of a toilet. And when there is coffee in the toilet.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It just looks like a big brown
cream in my coffee. So it's not black. You know, it's not black. It is a little cream. You know, it looks like somebody has, as Holly says, diarrhea in the coffee cup.
Don't make fun of my problem with that word. Oh my gosh, you guys. It is a toilet. It's a little toilet. Like the handle is behind the tank and you drink out of the bowl. You drink out of the toilet bowl. Y'all, she was so happy because a present came. It was so great. I wish I had been videoing. Did I? I don't think I did. I should have. No, I didn't. No, I didn't video. That would have been great. I should have thought of that. But anyway, so every year she has to, on septic day, she has to.
So y'all don't, with the house full of boys, you know, I mean, this pearl moment is a big deal.
That's a first.
I got things like Venus flytraps for my birthday or for Mother's Day. I think that was a Mother's Day gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just boys. It's life with the boys. And so then this gift comes from my very dear friend. And I'm so, I thought this must be something special.
Right. He saw something somewhere and
Mm-hmm. Because he can be, you know, very thoughtful at times. And I was looking very forward to this gift that my dear, dear friend had sent me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a toilet.
It's a toilet, which is great. Anyway, it was good for me. I enjoyed being there.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
It was amazing. Oh, good times, good times. Okay, well, other than birthdays, I don't think there's anything too crazy this week. So that's actually kind of good. I got to get the house back in order and kind of neglected it because I've been playing with my kids.
So, no, I don't have anything coming up.
Oh, I thought you put your hand up. So I was like, she's going to say something. Okay.
I have a pen, I guess.
She's waving her pen. Well, then on that note, are you ready for your recipe?
Sure, I'm ready for my recipe. We are in September, so let's do a good old apple cake with caramel icing.
Mm.
What's that one?
Mm-hmm.
Pull my glasses on here.
Let's do that.
This is an apple cream cheese bundt cake.
Mm.
Right? All right, so for your cream cheese filling, you're going to have, guess what?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Okay. I got that one.
You got a package of cream cheese to get it softened. And fourth a cup of butter, you're going to do half a cup of granulated sugar, a large egg, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, and a teaspoon of vanilla extract. And then for your apple cake batter, you need a cup of finely chopped pecans, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, a cup of granulated sugar, a cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, a teaspoon of salt, teaspoon of baking soda, teaspoon of nutmeg, half a teaspoon of allspice. It's just all your fall spices and throw it in there. Mm-hmm. 3 eggs, 3/4 cup of canola oil, 3/4 cup of applesauce, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 3 cups of peeled and finely chopped Granny Smith apples. Mm. You can also use Gala apples if you want to, but normally when you're baking, Granny Smith is what you want to go with. And then your praline frosting is your 1/2 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 1/4 cup of butter, and 3 tablespoons of milk. That's okay. A lot of stuff.
That's a lot of ingredients, but I feel confident that it will be worth it.
I left out the teaspoon of vanilla and the cup of powdered sugar for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot, but most of this stuff, honestly, you have in your pantry.
Most of it's just regular baking. Yeah.
You may have to go buy your applesauce and your apples and, mm-hmm. you know, but most mm-hmm. everything you've got. So, or if you bake a lot, you would.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So you're ready. One, you're going to make your filling first and you're going to beat the cream sugar, butter, and sugar together. And just get that good and smooth. And then you're going to come in and add your egg, your flour, and your vanilla. And that's it. And then just set that aside. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to prepare your cake batter and go ahead and preheat your oven to 350 and get your bundt pan really good and greased up.
It's a bundt.
Bundt. It's a bundt.
What is a bundt? It's a hole in it. Okay,
anyway,
carry on.
But first you need to toast your pecans a little bit. Mm. So just bake those, get a shallow pan and bake those for about 8 to 10 minutes until they're just toasted and fragrant.
Hey, You know what I did the other day, and I never thought to do this, so I'm going to throw this in there at this time. I did it with pine nuts for my pesto. I never thought, I just did it in a skillet over the stove.
Yeah, yeah.
My brain has never thought to do that. I always do it in a pan in the oven.
Burn it in the oven. I'll get it, and it's not done enough, and then I'm doing something, and then I end up, you know.
But you can just do it in like a skillet and just stay there and kind of stir it till they get roasty toasty, and then you're done. I could do them in my air fryer, maybe. No, the holes are too little. They'll just fall. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there because I never thought to do that.
Okay. So then you are going to stir your 3 cups of flour and the sugar, brown sugar, cinnamon, salt, baking soda, nutmeg, allspice. Get your all your dry ingredients there and get those stirred together. Hang on, I've lost my place. Okay, and then go ahead and add in your eggs and your oil and your applesauce and your vanilla, but don't overmix that. Just want to get your dry ingredients until they're moist, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't overmix. It will make that gluten tough. As the gluten starts to set up, it'll make that really tough in there.
Okay, so it's a texture thing. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so just like, you know, don't overmix muffins, don't overmix this.
It gets it too dense and heavy.
Yes. All right. And then go ahead and stir in your apples and your pecans after that.
Okay.
Again, don't stir and stir and stir. Just
fold. Kind of fold those things.
I would probably fold them in. Yeah, that would be my recommendation. All right. And then you are going to spoon 2/3 of your apple mixture into your greased bundt pan. Mm-hmm. And then spoon the cream cheese filling over the apple mixture. Leave about 1 inch border around the edges.
Oh, so it seals up. Oh, yeah, that's so important.
Yeah, that's important.
Dumb Holly might have made it go all the way to the edge.
Take a knife and just kind of swirl that cream cheese mixture through that.
Okay.
And you want it sealed up in your cake, don't go to the edges. Let's see, where am I? Okay, then you're going to bake it at 350 degrees for 1 hour to 1 hour and 15 minutes till, you know, take a long wooden toothpick or something.
You didn't say to put that other batter on the top.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, spoon the remaining apple.
Right, mixture. I mean, yeah, right. Okay, we talked about sealing it up, but be sure to put the rest of that in there. Okay.
Rest of it goes on top. Mm-hmm. Yes, then you're going to bake it for 1 hour to 1 hour and 15 minutes on 350. Cool it in the pan or on a wire rack for about 15 minutes. Because what happens if you try to turn it out while it's hot, it's going to break.
Oh, for sure. Especially with that moisty middle, it's just going to break. It's got to cool and set up a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
So then, yep, you're going to flip it over on your wire rack to let it finish cooling. Probably will take it a couple hours to finish cooling. So once it's cool, go ahead and prepare your frosting and bring your brown sugar, your butter, and your milk to a boil. Just keep it, watch your heat. I would say medium heat on that. Whisk it constantly because that sugar can burn. You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Boil it for about a minute. Again, whisking constantly. Remove it from the heat. Stir in your vanilla. And then gradually whisk in your powdered sugar until it's good and smooth. Mm-hmm. And that may take you 5 minutes because sometimes that those are hard to get it smooth.
Okay, yeah, they can clump up a little. Okay.
You want that to be, once the mixture starts to cool and starts to thicken up a little bit, and then you're going to pour it immediately over your
cake. So right. Yeah. So you have to wait and do the icing at the make it right before you pour it on.
You need your cake to cool.
And so it might be if you don't have all day to, the cake could be made the day before, you know, make your cake ahead and then just do the icing that day you're going to serve it.
Now, my recommendation is don't pour it on the wire rack. Put that cake on a cake plate and then pour your icing over it. Because it's going to then, it will hold there in the middle.
It'll puddle around. Yeah, we like a good puddle.
We like it to puddle.
A praline puddle.
Mm. That's right.
That's so right. You don't want to waste it.
Don't waste it. Mm-mm. Don't waste
Mm-mm.
it.
Mm.
So that's my recipe.
That sounds amazing. That sounds, that praline icing drizzle, that sounds really good. That's like this extra little oomph at the end there, but I've never made an apple cake, so I'm kind of
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, I know. Mm. It's not something I've ever thought to make, really. So it sounds very good for this time of year. Again, we're kind of in the fake fall, feeling like we want to feel like fall, but I'm not quite pumpkin-y ready. But apples, apple time.
September's apple season. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That sounds amazing, man. Cut a slice of that. Put a little vanilla. Little vanilla ice cream on there. Mm. And just go into a sugar coma.
A cup of coffee or apple cider with it.
The coffee would be good. Yeah. Mm, that sounds so amazing. There is a giant fly in my room. I mean, like, it's the biggest fly.
You are the queen of refuge.
Oh, I put my hand up again. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I got to put it down. How do I put my hand down? Hang on, you guys. We're doing it. Okay, lower hand. Okay, there we go. It doesn't matter. That sounds amazing, and that is perfect for this time of year. Excellent. Are you now ready to go on to the rest of your top three?
I am. I want to say this before I go into your top three, and I think everybody will know what I'm talking about with me not having to talk about it. But this was in my devotion one day this week, and it was a Chuck Swindoll devotion. And I just thought it was perfect for all the events that have taken place. Mm. And he says, Lord, this is your moment. This is where you take charge and you are in this. And I thought that's just a perfect word for all the going ons that have been happening.
Mm, for sure. Because it definitely feels like it's not. And that's a really good reassurance when things feel a little crazy. Yeah.
This is his moment. Mm. Yeah. So. All right, so my top three.
Top three.
Again, Duck River Pearls. Y'all, that woman is precious. I mean, absolutely precious. So Marion is her name. The other, it is hummingbird migration season.
Oh.
And I have probably gone against, you know, southern stuff, but I stuck my hummingbird feeders right out on my front porch because I can see them. Now I'm getting to where I'm old and I don't care what it looks like. I want to see my
birds. We don't care. We like to look at our birds.
Okay. And so they are migrating and this is a good time, especially I'm sure it's still in St. Louis too, because it's most of September.
Okay.
And I did read, you know, they always used to say, take your hummingbird feeders down or they won't migrate. I'm reading that. Oh, I mean, you need to feed them like right now, but as it starts to get colder.
Right,
but
because they want them to keep going. Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading now to leave them up in October because sometimes there are hummingbirds that get disoriented.
Oh.
but they're stragglers.
Little stragglers.
And they need some nourishment.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, like, if they're dumb enough to, like, overcome all their instinct and not migrate just to sip on some, then they got problems.
That's what it says. They will migrate.
Okay.
So don't worry. You know,
don't
so you,
worry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
So I have a hummingbird feeder that I really like. I just got it on Amazon, but it's like a stained glass kind of thing. And it's got a little perches so that they can perch on it.
Oh, when they land, it's so, because they just keep a flapping so fast.
Yeah. So, but they can land on the perch, and nice. It's just this beautiful blue stained glass kind of bubble thing.
Nice, nice.
And don't put red food color in your.
Just use the clear.
Clear. Mm-hmm. And then my last one is a place called Old Time Breads. Mm. And that is here. And what it is a girl that goes to our church has started doing sourdough. And she does it with all the organic flour and all that. And I think last week I talked about Ron's been diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. Mm-hmm. And he can't have folic acid. So now, I mean, I'm finding like the unenriched rice, the organic rice, and the organic flour and all things. And so we've been doing that. But bless her heart, she makes that just for him. She puts it out, and her brother has a beef shop. They raise cows and stuff. And she puts her stuff out there. And I went in last Friday to get, because she put the bread out. And I went in, well, they were sold out. And I looked at the guy I was working. I said, do you happen to have any bread left? And he said, no, we have sold out of all the sourdough bread. And I said, did Jenny happen to put any back for Ron Shank? And he went, oh, Ron Shank. Yeah, just a second.
Aww.
And so he went and he opened up this cooler and pulled out, you know, bread that says, you know, has Ron's name on it.
That's nice. Now,
that's
see,
nice.
I need my own personal bread baker in my little town. That sounds amazing.
And that look when you've got, and Ron, I mean, it just tickles him to death.
I'm sure.
Taking care of him, but. Mm-hmm. Yep, that small town service and all of that. So
that's awesome.
Old time breads, yeah.
Okay, old time breads. That's amazing. I love that.
She makes scones, and I got sweet rolls since the kids were coming home. There were sweet rolls there, and she's made, you know, the sourdough cookies and all these things out of all of her sourdough starter.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Yay, because I have no desire to make that sourdough. I'm not on the sourdough train, and I have no desire to be, but I sure appreciate, I would be happy to support others.
I used to do it, you know, and you just feed it and
It's just the work.
It is.
I don't have time. I've got children to feed. I didn't want to feed a jar, so it died. But I appreciate, like I said, man, I'm happy to support someone who's doing that. That's amazing. So excellent. Those are very good top threes.
Do you remember they used to call it like friendship bread? And you take a loaf of bread and this like Ziploc bag of starter.
And this nasty blobby bag. I can't tell you how many of those blobby bags I got. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I don't know.
If I'm your friend, don't give me this blobby bag of stuff I got to feed.
That don't sound much like friendship.
It don't sound like friendship. That sounds like work. Gosh. It was. I was thinking about that because I remember that. And for years, I didn't know if that was the same as sourdough. Like, it sounded the same, but, like, it was called friendship bread. And I was like, is that different than when sourdough became, you know.
Well, they just called it starter. Was how they ever called it. Was
right.
Starter.
It's a starter. But these people would, y'all, they would bring us little bags of little, little snot-looking.
And a printout.
And a card. A printed out directions. Like 15. Like 15 pages long, like a CVS receipt, trying to tell you all this stuff you got to do with it. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
And then you divide it at the end, you know.
And then you're right.
And then you've got more, and you're got to keep. It just kept growing.
And you're supposed to give it away to your friends, and
I don't have.
It's like a freaking chain letters. You get you break the chain, you get cursed or something. I forgot about friendship bread. That has brought me back. It is the 90s. I have little children. I've just gotten home from women's Bible study, and I'm carrying a little Ziploc bag of goo. Oh,
my gosh. Something that came out of the lab.
And trying to get it out of the diaper bag and hope I don't forget it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. And on that note, we will leave you guys to have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week. I'm going to go see what my people are doing out here and have a last little evening with Avery home, and I hope you guys have a great week. Until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
They are stunning. I've been sitting there as soon as you came on after I got scared and then came back to life. My spirit reentered my body. And I was like, what's that necklace she got on? Because it's like shining out.
Tahitian pearls.
Yeah, Tahitian pearls are great. Those are the best ones. Yep. Those are the best ones. Well, Ron Shank did real well.
Good.
That might be it for the next 20 years. So just enjoy that.
I know. Getting better.